Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's November 1st, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing this week?
Pretty good, and you?
Well, I survived my first trick-or-treating with my daughter, so life is good.
That's cool, that's cool. We went with Juliette, too, for the first time, but we did a couple of hours, and the rest of the time she stayed in the carousel.
In the stroller.
The stroller, yeah.
Yeah, our plan was only to do two or three houses with Muriel, but she decided that she'd rather do most of the street.
There's almost no house around here who do. Like, one house in every maybe 10 or 15. So, it's a really a long trick just to do a couple of houses with candies.
Yeah, we went to... there's no houses here that do either, so we went to my in-laws. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's not miniature news. So...
All right, it's our miniature version... Learning candies.
That's true. That's true. It's our miniatures. Yeah. All right. So, as always, we're going to start with our events this week. And presumably, Antoine's going to finish typing in the doc any second now. We're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, first up in the events is Fantasy Fest. Let me learn my Roman numerals again. 19 on November 12th. And... this is the last week to register.
Yes, they are closing registration this Friday on November 4th. So you have only 3 or 4 days left, depending on when you download, to register. So do it quickly. And just to recap, Fantasy Fest is a multiplayer 9th age game day where you will have random partners. Based on your skill level, to match your skill level. If you're a beginner, you'll have an expert play with you and help out with the rules. And it's 3 days in Montreal. Not 3 days. It's 3 games in a single day. 3 long games. You have enough time to play every game and have fun. Lunch is included in the price and dinner also, if I remember correctly. So
I believe so, yes. Yeah. I believe there's a lunch break and a dinner break.
So you will have all the information required in the link we will provide in the show notes.
Cool. Next up for events, we have one of our local stores, the Gamers Vault, starting a 40K Kill Team League. And that starts on November 7th.
And you know probably more about that than I do.
Not really. That's exactly as much as I know.
Okay, so we know the same. So for people who want, it's the new... skirmish format by, well, new, the latest version of this skirmish format by Game Workshop for their 40K universe. It's starting on November 7th, so there's not much information right now. You can go, there is a closed group on Facebook about with all the rules and all discussions between the participants, so we'll have a link to that.
Right. And also, Gamers Vault asked us to mention that they will be starting up a War Machine and Hordes Crossroads of Courage League in November, but we don't have details on that quite yet.
Yes, and that's for War Machines. War Machine and Hordes.
But I said War Machine and Hordes Crossroads of Courage League.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I started my sentence with War Machine and Hordes. It's okay, we've had long days of trick-or-treating.
Yeah, if it was only that.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. So let's get this, let's continue rolling. And first up, we have the news, and as always, our non-crowdfunding news. And this week, the list starts with Max Mini, Van Gobbling.
This is a really cool mini, but it's also an exclusive and a really limited availability. It's on sale only for 2 weeks, and already part of that time is out. So if you're interested in a Van Helsing Goblin miniature, don't look any further. And it's also at a really good price. It's €3.50. So what? Six bucks? $6-7, something
and
like
it'll
that.
It'll cost you more to ship it than it will for the model.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's looking cool with
the crossbow.
Vampire Hunter hat and a crossbow and a torch. And standing on one feet standing on a pumpkin.
Yeah, and he's got little, see all the what do you call it, the bulbs of garlic hanging from his belt with, you know, the mallet and steak on his back. Yeah, no, he's cool looking.
He look really, really good. But he's really, really limited time only. So we don't have a closing date, only that it's for 2 weeks and it started sometime last week. So go quick.
Yeah, for sure. Next up, Forge World, Iron Hills Dwarves.
So those are new releases for the Hobbit strategy battle game. It's a bunch of models based on the Hobbit for, if I remember correctly, from the Battle of the Fire's Armies at the end of the book.
Yeah, I was going to say it's definitely the third movie.
Yeah. So there is a bunch of different releases. There is a character, which is, we have his name? Yeah. Yeah, I can't find the name. I know it's there. But different.
Dane Ironfoot, Lord of Iron Hills.
Yeah. So this guy, giant ballistas, and dwarf pikemans. And they look good.
They do. They're nice models. Well, it's Forge World, right? Forge World seldom screws that up.
Yeah, for sure. And there's different pack. You could get everything individually, but they also have bundles.
Right.
I don't know if they're saving in the bundles, but it remains to be calculated. I won't do it.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right. Next up, more Forge World. The Mechanicum Vulturax Stratos Automata.
Yes, this looks cool. You could add flyer to your all infantry based army for the game against Yome.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It does look cool. I will give you that.
I don't remember the name, but Steve said it was looking exactly like the Nurgle flyer.
The Plague Drones?
The Plague Drones. It's like a clean version of the Plague Drone. Smaller.
It makes me think of overs. The squiddies from the Matrix, kind of.
Yeah, too.
The kind of organic looking, like carapace with the little vertical. It's a cool model. I really like it.
Yes.
Some of the Mechanicum stuff really strikes me as crazy over the top. This doesn't bother me. So. And I say that as a Mechanicum player or a Mechanicum owner. No, I like this model. I will probably invest at some point. That's not saying much, but...
Nope.
All right, moving along. Terrible Kid Stuff, Goblin Shaman.
So, we're into the limited Goblin series, it seems, because this is another limited edition model. This one is not time limited, but it's number of copies limited. There are only 150 available. It's a big model. It's at 75 millimeter scale. So it's not a tiny goblin like the other one. The price goes with it. Also, it's 50 euros instead of 3.5.
Yeah.
But still, it's a giant goblin shaman. It looks more like a savage goblin. All gnarly. Yeah,
it's very stylized, right? It looks like goblins out of like mythos as opposed to out of fantasy fiction.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a very neat model. And at 50 euros for something that detail level and that size, that's still pretty reasonable for what it is.
Yes, it is.
All right. What else do we have?
You can use only the name in parentheses.
Oh, it's kind of Black Sun Miniatures. Kayamai Gozen, Steam Samurai Girl.
Yep. I See? Wouldn't have tried.
But I'm brave that way.
Yes, you are. Mr. Japanese Translator.
Hardly. But anyway.
So this is a cool posed samurai with a steampunkish armor. There are what looks like either wind of or fire around her. I'm not too sure.
Or maybe both. Maybe one arm is fire and the other arm is wind.
Could be. Or water. I think you could probably
Oh no, it's often painted the same
way you want. Yeah, but yeah. It all starts from the base.
Yeah, no, and it all starts from the same. So yeah, I don't know. It's cool looking, whatever it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a fairly good sized model too.
Yes. She's a 35 meter scale, and she's 34 TDI. So the model is just under 2 inches tall with the banner. So that's pretty good.
Is it really
detailed?
Oh, it's because I'm looking at the picture of it next to the ruler, and I realize it's. I thought it was inches, but it's centimeters. He's showing. It's so zoomed in, it looks like inches. I was like, that model looks huge. What's going on? Yeah. But it is a really finely detailed model. I really like the way they incorporated the steampunk elements. This looks like it would be a wicked fun model to paint.
Wicked busy model to paint.
Well, yeah, but the fun is in the details, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They can't all be War Machine War Jacks, right? With big, large, flat surfaces with nothing on them.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, Black Sun also has a lot of miniatures with like the fiddly bit details are kind of what they have going for. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next up, Siren miniatures, Jungle Fighters.
Siren have a definitive style to them, kind of cartoony, super extreme, really busy. And those two models, Mogwai and Drowd, the two dwarf jungle fighters, fit in that style for sure.
Wow, so, these guys are kind of strange looking, eh? They're not ugly by any means, but they are different.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Siren Miniatures stuff before, I can understand why you're surprised. But it's not the first minis I see of them, so I'm not. They fit right into the style.
And Drowd's been hitting that P90X. And overtime, because he's a little muscled.
A little.
Yeah. Possibly a tad over-muscled. I think his abs have abs. Yeah. So, abs. Very cool model. It's you know, cool-looking dwarves. Definitely cool-looking dwarves. And last on the Nod crowdfunding, one of my favorite miniature houses, Cyborg Monstrous Miniatures, Centaur Chief.
This is a model for the Muscal line, and the Muscals are their evil dwarves or proxy chaos dwarf, if you want. So this is a bull centaur, if you want.
Yeah, and he is cool looking.
Yes. Fits right into their style with the extremely detailed armor etching. Super clean.
Yeah, I have to say the sculpt looks a little rough on the far side. Like, looking at the centaur part on the, I guess it'd be on the model's right side, if you're looking out through his eyes. The body of the centaur looks a little rough in how it's sculpted. Like, the muscle groups look a little angular, a little whatever, but that could just be the style he was going for, too.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, yeah, they've got like a they really look like a bull centaur, right? They're big and like chunky.
Yes, chunky is a good word for it. Looks like a big model. Still, it's only on a regular cavalry base, like 50 by 25. So it's big, but it's not that big.
I think it's just the way he sculpted it, right? The model has a lot of girth to it, like a bull would have.
Yeah.
So, no, it's cool. I mean, Cyborg also does some great stuff, and he's always got good casts, so. I'm sure it's an awesome-looking model. And 1850 euro. Or almost 1850 euro.
For the size.
Yeah.
It's good.
Exactly, for a resin model that size, for a big cavalry model. That's good. All right. That takes us to our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And this week we have a very short list. First up, Toad King Casting. Mushy Men Attack.
This is a project to fund a range of 28mm mushroom men and other fungi creatures. So
yeah, what is it? What's it with you and fundies. The weird stuff, man?
Well, that's what's available, and they are funny, and they look pretty good for Mushroom Man. So
it's true, they do.
Because there are stuff I pass on for the news. I don't put everything I see, and those look good enough.
It's kind of funny, yeah. They're interesting. They're definitely interesting.
Yeah, and I like that they have different style and based on different mushrooms. Like the wizard have a different type of cap.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I'm going through it all. The shrieker mushrooms, the boss shrieker, and the
shroomies are cool.
The size of them, they're actually much bigger than I thought too. When I see them with other 28 mil models for scale, you can really kind of see. Okay, so this, let's see. This Kickstarter, they were going for 1,500 British pounds. There are 1,878 British pounds with 19 days left to go, so they're already funded. From this point on, it's just stretch goals. Yeah, so by the time you hear this, 18 days left in the Kickstarter. Next up, Blind Beggar Games, Outlanders Phase 3, The People of the Sands.
So the, if...
okay. These are totally original. Wink, yes. Wink.
Exactly. If the name People of the Sand makes you think of something, you are probably right. Those are... Depending on the size, they are... Could be either... pretty big Jawas or straight out sand people. Are they what? Tusken sand people? Is that the right name?
Tusken Raiders. Yep.
Tusken Raiders, yeah. There's one with the hood down that looks exactly like that.
Yeah. They really, really look like Tusken Raiders. There's just really no denying it. But I see there's a bunch of other models on the Kickstarter, too, which don't have the same style at all. Yeah, I guess they're just add-ons to the Kickstarter.
Exactly. From probably other stuff available from the same company. Yeah, as they say, they are from the first two phases. So stuff in earlier campaigns or previous miniature they got out.
Right, right. Okay. So this Kickstarter, they're looking for 999 British pounds. They're at 1,644, so it's fully funded. It's got 9 days left to go. The Kickstarter ends on November 10th, 2016. And that, as they say, is that.
Yes, it was a short one.
It was indeed. Well, I guess we'll be back next week with more stuff.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.